The power of the people you spend time with. Have you thought about that a lot? I mean, I know we all know the principle. We call it the proximity principle, right? I'll talk about it in this episode, and then I want to get into why it's on my mind and how dramatically it's affecting your mentality, your mental well-being, your success, your career, the way you lead others. All of those things are affected by this one decision you're making. Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Tap on the follow, plus, or subscribe button, and you'll get two new episodes each week. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks Podcast with Russ Hill.
So I've had several experiences recently that caused me to think about this. And I want to share those with you, and then I want you to think about who you're choosing to spend time with. And this applies in multiple areas, right? And if you've listened to this podcast on a regular basis, you know I talk about what you create is directly affected. It's an outcome of what you consume. And I'm not talking about eating, right? I mean, that's part of it. But the real thing I'm talking about is when you consume, the choices of what you consume, like what you're scrolling through, who you're following, what media you're consuming, what books you're reading, what podcasts, all that stuff is affecting what you create. And in this episode, I want to dig into who you're choosing to spend time with. So let's get to the stories, the two or three experiences I want to share with you. But before we do that, welcome into the Culture Hacks Podcast. I'm Russ Hill. I make my living coaching and consulting senior executive teams of some of the world's biggest companies. And I love doing it. And in this podcast, I share the experiences I have, the observations, the takeaways, the best practices, and my hope is that it brings some value to you. And there are thousands of you that listen to these episodes, which is just crazy cool. And so I hope that it's that the reason you're listening is because you're finding value in it. If you want to find out more about our firm, go to LoneRockConsulting.com or check out LeadIn30.com. Okay, so a friend of mine, known him for, gosh, 10 years. And we're not super close. We're more acquaintances, and we used to live in the same neighborhood, and I know his wife, and they live in Arizona, and in the same, now we don't live quite as close, but they're in the same general area. And I follow him. We're connected on social media, right? The term follow is so interesting. Which we ought to do a whole episode on that, but for real. But and actually this one is kind of connected to that. But anyway, we're connected on social media, and I've noticed you can kind of group your friends. Some people post all the time, like several times a day. Some people post pretty consistently, like once every couple of days, once a week, whatever. And then some people never post on social media. And some of you never consume social media. Bless you. Don't change that. I've changed. I'm constantly changing who I follow on social media. A lot of who I follow now or what I look at or consume is from what I think are thought leaders or family or friends, right? People who I'm hoping will be additive to my life. And anyway, so he's somebody who posts. He was in the camp of posting occasionally. Now he's posting like every day. And he's probably in his 40s, is my best guess. Early 40s, maybe. Late 30s. Yeah, early 40s. Early to mid 40s. And he's recently really gotten into fitness. He used to be into fitness years ago, and now he's into fitness. And I haven't had a conversation with him about it. Everything I'm telling you is how I'm interpreting his social media post. So I don't know this firsthand other than seeing that. And he's he's trying to, it's so interesting to me because he's, I don't know if he joined like a, what do you call it? CrossFit type group, or he hired a, it seems like he's working out with a couple of guys, and because he tags them and he mentions them and he's thanking them and he's talking about how they're not only impacting his fitness routine, but how he's showing up as a dad and as a husband and all of that. And so it's frequently he's expressing appreciation for them, but it's crazy because he's constantly working out, exercising in a way and talking about, when you think about workout and people who are active from a fitness standpoint, you visualize all kinds of different people, right? You visualize the people that are like, totally toned and way into the way that it makes them look. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just what they do. Then there's this other group that are doing it more for the way they feel, and they're crossover and overlap, right, in each of these groups. But some people who it's not so much that they're the most toned or fit or whatever, but they're super active physically, whether that means running or cardio or it means lifting or whatever it means. And they're super active because of the way it makes them feel, and they're just trying to be healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever. He's in that camp. And his effort to be really active lately over the last several months, he's sustained it. This wasn't like 1 week. He's clearly sustaining this pattern for a month or two or three, whatever it's been. And so as I look at his post, I'm like, wow, I'm so glad he's doing that. It seems like he's getting a ton of benefit. It's impacting his life in so many ways. And these two or three guys or five or one or whoever it is who he's attached to or he's paying to help train them or that lead this group or whatever it is that he's doing, these folks are having a massive impact on him. As he spends time with them, it's bringing out so much goodness in him. It's pushing him to be active and to think about how he's showing up in all these areas. The proximity effect. So he made a decision, this friend, made a decision. I don't know what drove it because I haven't talked to him, but he made some, might have been a lunch, might have been somebody talking to him, might have been whatever. But he made a decision to get active or to talk to these folks, and he's spending time with them. And they're having a massive, massive impact, influence on his life. That's the proximity principle. And the exact same thing is happening to you and to me. So the people that we're hanging out with, and you know this, I'm not teaching you anything new, but I don't know if you've thought about it lately. And if you've You hear from time to time people do these social media kind of audits, and they'll purge a bunch of people from their feeds. And sometimes this happens in family drama type thing, like, I'm going to purge all these family members or these friends or whatever. And they do it publicly. That's for show and drama and whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about kind of quietly doing it just to impact, not to be vitriolic, but just to kind of edit who they're getting content from to bring out their best self. So you hear about that in the social media world. And I don't know that we often think about it in our social world or in our professional job. So second story real quick, and I've got one more I want to tell after this, and then I want to get more into the principle of it. I want to read a couple of things from psychologists about it. When I got into the consulting business, when was that? 15 years ago? 12 years? I don't even know. And when you get to my age, the whole thing's a blur. Like, I don't know if I did that when I was 6 or whether it was when I was 36, right? Anyway, and so there's truth to that. And those of you that are young, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Those of you that are around my age or older, you totally relate to that. Okay, so when I went into the consulting industry, when I flew out to California and I interviewed with this firm, and I wasn't planning to get into the consulting space. I'd never thought about it, never anything. But I had a good friend who's now a business partner who said, hey, Russ, just go out and meet our CEO of this firm he had worked at forever and just check it out. And I went out there, as you know, if you have listened to a lot of these episodes, you know this story. I flew out and I didn't really care if I got the job or not. I wasn't desperate for the job or to go into that industry. And I just, it was really cool because I had no skin in the game, really. And when I met, and this is, you got to think about some of like the reality TV shows. It wasn't a job interview. It was an audition. I was literally on the stage in one of the co-founders, one of the founders of the firm's home. And we're talking, home is a, use that in air quotes, mansion, compound, whatever you want to use, massive. So much so that he had a stage built into one room of the house. And anyway, and so I'm in there and I'm quote unquote auditioning. I don't give a crap about how I show up. I'm just doing my best and seeing where how it goes, really doing it for the experience. And there's a group on the couches in the room just beyond the stage of, I don't know, 10, 12 people who worked at the firm who I'd never met before and who were evaluating me, who were listening to me, who interrupted me and stopped me and gave me feedback. And it was pretty aggressive and direct and intense feedback. And I went in with tons of confidence and an ego and feeling like I was really good at this because I'd spent almost 20 years in the media business and I studied communication for an industry, for a profession. I knew how to communicate at a decent way. I knew how to be in front of people, totally comfortable with it, whatever. You can always get better. I'm not the world's gift in that area, but I felt pretty good about it. Well, they destroyed me. Right? Like they, why did you do that? Why did you do that? I really don't like the way you do that. Could you consider? And I, my first reaction was, you all are a bunch of jerks. And they gave me the feedback in a constructive way. It wasn't rude. It was just direct. And I wasn't used to that. And because as we go throughout our careers, we tend to, and for a lot of us, we, and I can think of examples, I'm thinking of people's faces and names. We, as we move up the org chart, if we own the company, or we can push those people out if they say things that we don't like, or we cannot spend time, or we can go to a different department or transfer to, like, so we tend to kind of isolate or surround ourselves, insulate ourselves with people who won't say those things to us. By the way, think about politics, think about what's wrong with our society. It's all this issue. But that's another episode. Okay, so I'm in this room and they're giving me this direct feedback and my initial response is, you all suck. And then I realized, wow, I think like 80% of the stuff that they said I agree with or I'm really curious about and I really want to get dig in more and get that. And so I left that compound, that house, thinking, I actually think I want to be around those people. What was interesting to me about joining the firm was not, I mean, a part of it was compensation and income potential and all of that, for sure. But it wasn't my main driver. What I was most interested in was the proximity principle. I think if I hang out, work with, spend time with those people and the people that they represent, and if the other people at the firm are like them, holy crud, they're going to make me better. And that drove me to think I actually want to work there. And then before the day ended, they'd made me an offer before I drove back to the airport. And I went, yeah, okay, cool. Let's do this. And then that led me to getting in this industry. So a lot of people often don't think about, maybe you fall in this camp, that professionally, the proximity, who we hang out with, who we spend time with is a huge part of the jobs we pick or the careers we choose or the companies or the boss or the team members or the peers or whatever it might be. That's huge because the people we're spending time with professionally are having an enormous effect on the way we think. So here's one particular website. They call it the social proximity effect. And I'll just read a couple of things. It says, you will... The gist of this article, this professional article, is you will mirror the habits. I didn't write this. I just found it in researching this topic because I'm thinking about it. This article says you will mirror the habits of the people you spend the most time with, period. Wow, that's really interesting. You will mirror the habits of the people you spend the most time with. So the last experience I want to share is somebody I know who has been spending time with people they didn't spend time with before. And I've noticed that it's caused them to have a much more negative view on life, a much more negative and critical view on some people that they associate with and that are involved in their life. So much so that it's really having a major impact on their outlook and their perception of certain people, to the point to where it seems to me, and you know, I only know so much, but it seems to me that they're not thinking rationally. They're not thinking completely. They're only seeing part of the picture. And it's the social proximity effect. Gosh, there's so many stories I want to share. There are other people in my life, other examples that are coming in my mind. Somebody who I care about and who years ago I suggested to this person that they kind of professionally go network with certain types of people to help them advance in their career. And so they did that. They went and found the group and networked with them. Totally changed their marriage. Totally changed their spiritual outlook. Totally changed their relationship with their family. Totally changed them, in my view, in some real rough ways. Proximity effect. And you could say this. So I'm giving you examples kind of on the negative side of this and on the positive side. Like when I joined the consulting firm, like, wow, or this friend of mine who's hanging out with people who are way into well-being and it's affecting his mental, physical, spiritual, emotional health. So it could go either way. So the question to you in this episode is, who are you spending time with? And how are they affecting your perception of success, your perception of what you value most, your perception of how much accountability to take and how much to blame others or whatever it might be, or to be a victim, how much you believe in the ability of other people to change, how positive you view life, or how depressed and negatively you view society or life or a person or whatever, how much faith you have in whatever you want to believe in or used to believe in. And I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And so you're becoming, if there's been a shift, I mean, you see this, right? And like friend, you're like, you can see people in their faces are coming to your mind, just like they are for me too, right? People who you've noticed massive changes in them for the good or for what you perceive, what your perspective is for the bad or negative. And so much of it is driven by who they're spending time with. This article, Social Proximity Effect, you will mirror the habits of the people you spend the most time with. So this is one of the reasons that I go to church. This isn't a religious podcast. You know that if you've listened on a regular basis, because I want to be around people who believe, people who have faith, people who view that, who believe there's a higher power and who are trying to become someone who they have not yet become. So whatever, and that may be different for you, but that I want to be those people, and I've done that for a lot of years. Every Sunday, certain times during the week, I'm interacting with people who are of the same religion or who are believers, and they are not perfect, but they're trying to be their best self, and those people have a massive impact on me. And then I go to the gym, right? And I was just at the gym a couple of hours ago. And as I'm there, I'm thinking about the energy that exists in that place. And there's good and bad in everything, right? There's good and bad in religions. There's good and bad in gyms. There's good and bad at everywhere. Which is another episode, right? We see what we want to see. And so, yeah, you can make a whole list of what's wrong with gyms. Okay, great. I got that. But there's an energy at the gym, at least that I go to or that I've gone to over the years, where, and there's lots of different people, we've done episodes on that. But generally speaking, most of the people there are really working hard to be active, to strengthen themselves physically, mentally, emotionally, to become healthier, to heal from injuries, to not be lazy, to not sit around, to not be idle, to, and there's just, I just find this energy that affects my ability to focus and my ability to do another set or to push for another few more reps or to stay on the treadmill or cardio for another 5 minutes. Today at the gym, right in front of me, I was doing, I was doing some cardio at the end of the workout. And by the way, my takeaway from that little bit of cardio was, holy crud, do I need to do more? I'm just so not, I'm doing okay from so many aspects of wellness and fitness and whatever, but I'm not doing great in that area of like cardio. So I just said, okay, I'm going to do like, I needed to get back to the home office to get some work done and whatever else. And so I'm going in the middle of the day, kind of late afternoon, actually mid afternoon. And so I'm not going to do as long of a workout as normal, but I'm thinking, okay, I need to get at least a few minutes of cardio, like 5-10 minutes, just get my heart going. And it's not going to be a super effective cardio workout, but I just need to do a little bit of that. I'll feel better. And so I get on this machine, this treadmill. Right in front of me is a dad and his son. And his son looked like, I mean, if he's 13, I'd be shocked. But I think you have to be 13 to join a gym. Maybe he was 12. I mean, he was definitely down on that end. And they were doing an elliptical machine, dad and son. And I'm watching them just, they were on the machines before I got on mine. They're right in front of me. I don't know how long they'd been on it. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 50 minutes. I don't know. But they're sweating and they're just working and they're looking at each other and kind of chatting occasionally. And I can tell they're just pushing through. I'm looking at this a little 11-year-old or 12 or 13, whatever he was, and how hard he was trying. And I fed off that energy. I thought, okay, Russ, like seriously, he can do that. You can push for another 3 minutes and you can increase the speed on this treadmill right now. There's nothing that I enjoy more than being on a treadmill or doing cardio and having some fat person, I'm sorry, some out of shape person, the larger, the better, in front of me. You know what I'm talking about? Because I look at that person. It's like The Biggest Loser, that TV show, right? Like, why did they pick the biggest, most out of shape? Because it motivated the rest of us. We're thinking, if they can do it, we can do it. So I'm watching. There's nothing better than that. So I get an energy proximity effect. I'm benefiting. They're affecting my ability to push through, to try harder, to have a good attitude. You will mirror the habits of the people you spend the most time with. I can literally stand behind somebody in a gym, watch them, and it affects my ability to go longer, to push harder. That's true everywhere. In every aspect of our life. And so the takeaway from this episode is for you to think about who you're spending time with and how they're affecting the way you think of your employees, your team members, your peers, how optimistic you are that the organization can achieve whatever it's working for, how aggressive you all are fighting for success and trying to make a difference and impact the customer or patient or member or whatever, how aggressive your goals are. How much confidence you have in it, how much urgency exists in your workplace or in your organization, who you're choosing to spend time with is affecting the way you view your spouse, your partner, your family members, your friends, your neighbors, people who disagree with you, who see the world differently. It's one of the reasons why I turned off. Man, there are numerous voices in the media who I used to love to listen to. But when I spent time with them, in this case digitally, or their voices were in my AirPods, it made me really despise people, get angry with, frustrated with people who didn't see the world the way I do. So I decided I don't want to spend time with them anymore because I don't want to be angry. And I don't want to be, yeah, I mean, I still hold my views and I still have certain thoughts, but I'm open. If you and I see the world differently, I actually still want to talk to you and I still want to spend time with you. That doesn't define you and it doesn't define me. Anyway, I've talked enough about this. The proximity effect, it's on my mind. Think about what adjustments you need to make in order to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve professionally, personally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is, who you spend, you will mirror. I just love this line. Why I've said it like five times that I'm reading off my screen. You will mirror the habits of the people you spend the most time with. All right. With that, I hope that's helpful to you. Hope I got you thinking. Hope you'll act on whatever impressions and thoughts have come to your mind. And I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Culture Hacks podcast.
Who do you know that could benefit from listening to this episode? Tap on the share button and text the link to a friend or colleague, or write a post on LinkedIn and tag Russ. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks podcast with Russ Hill.